Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we appreciate the ingenuity in moving another to action as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 122, written by Senkannanar. Set in the Kurunji landscape of mountain country, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, conveying a layered message to the man listening nearby. Irungal adukkattu ennayar uluda karungal sendinai kadiyamundena kallaga varaippil kaangelu sirugudi mellaval marungin mavvalum arumbina. நரைவுறும் உரரும் நாம நல் இருள் வரையக நாடன் வருவோம் என்பது உண்டுகொள் அன்றுகொள் யாதுகொள் மற்று என நின்று மதிவள் உள்ளமோடு மறைந்தவை ஆடி அன்னையும் அமரா முகத்தினள் நின்னுடு நீயே சூழ்தல் வேண்டும் பூவே கண்ணி அது பொருந்துமாறே. As we near the poem, the first sight that greets us is the Irungal Adukkam, meaning slope of the huge mountains. The word Ennayar, which expands as Yen Ayar, meaning elder to me, is reflected in contemporary language in Tham Ayan, contracted as Thamayan, or one's elder brother. In the mountain slopes, our ancient brothers seem to be knee-deep in cultivation of Karungal Sendine, meaning black-stemmed red millets. The phrase Kallaga Varaippil, meaning in the boundaries of the mountain ranges, yields the word Varaippu, which is transformed in modern times as Varappu, or a border that separates one farmer's field from another's, and is the reason for much strife in agricultural communities. Further on, in that mountain country, the gentle fragrance of mawal or tree jasmine tickles our olfactory glance. Then, the word narai catches our attention. In current day lingo, this word means the grey in one's hair, and I learned that there is another meaning for this word, which is greatness. This hints to me about the respect accorded to age in ancient Tamil society. Returning back, we learn Narai comes in association with Urum, meaning thunder, and Girul, meaning darkness. Putting things together, we understand that in this context, Narai refers to a white streak in the sky, and in other words, lightning. Fascinating how so many layers of imagery is packed into a single word in this poem. Let's move on to understand the expanse of the verse. The man and lady in this mountain country have been in a love relationship for a while. Their relationship bloomed when the millet crops were planted and the lady had been given the task of protecting the fields from praying birds. Days pass by and the confidant observes that the man is not keen on formalizing his union with the lady. So one day, seeing him arrive to tryst with the lady, pretending to not notice him but making sure he is in earshot, she says to the lady, "In the slopes of the huge mountains, the black-stemmed red millets sowed by our brothers have been harvested. Within the boundaries of the mountains, by the forest, there's a small hamlet in the fertile valley, and there wild jasmine creepers have opened their buds. The midnight darkness roars with thunder, hemmed by a white streak in the mountain country of the Lord. They say he visits here. Is it true? Is it false? Or is it something else?" So ponders mother with her strong and intelligent mind. She tries to discern the truth without letting others know of her intention, as understood from her impenetrable face. "O maiden, with flower-like eyes, you need to analyze this well and see if this is the right course of action." With these words, the confidant conveys multiple facts about the lady's current situation and subtly urges the man to seek her hand in marriage. Now, let's plumb into the depths of this verse and understand the layers behind the confidant's words. The first piece of information pertains to the fact that the red millet sowed by their brothers have been reaped. From this, we understand the farming of crops in the mountain country was carried out by men and not women, as we have seen in poems of Marudam or agricultural lands. Perhaps this was a hard to tame land, and that's why this role was assumed by men. Apart from this division of labor that we find interesting, the relevant fact that the confidant wants to convey to the man then is that the lady is not free to meet with him during the day as the harvest is done, and thereby she will be confined to her house. The second image is that of jasmine buds blooming in the small villages adjacent to the forests of the mountain ranges, and this is to say there's a change in the season. Consequently, the third facet talks about the dark night sky hemmed by streaks of lightning and roaring with thunder. This is to stress on the dangers in the path at night during the rainy season, and thereby say the nightly tries with a lady would be difficult too. Finally, the darkest image is that of mother who has a stiff, impenetrable face, and she seems to be probing with her sharp mind about the truth behind the man's tryst with her daughter. Presenting all these disconcerting images, the confidant says to the lady that she must analyze and decide whether to continue her relationship with the man. With the stacked images of harvested crop, blooming jasmine, thundering sky, pondering mother and deliberating lady, the confidant intends to sow the seeds of fear in the man's mind at the possibility of losing his relationship with the lady. Thereby, she intends to reap a quick harvest of a wedded union between the man and her friend. Praise be to the confidant's wise and caring mind. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app, and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.